Well, there's been a lot of misinformation out there on social media when it comes to bird flu.
Our poultry and egg supply remains safe.
And that's Becky Yonascon, president of the Indiana State Poultry Association. Even though at least 6 commercial poultry farms across Indiana have had a positive test for the virus since the beginning of the year, state health officials stress that eggs and poultry products that are currently on the grocery store shelves are still safe for you and your family to eat.
We have safeguards that are in place. We have testing 24/7, 365 days a year to detect health concerns so people can be confident in their food supply.
She says a national poultry testing program was started nearly 100 years ago to keep a different disease called Pylorum typhoid from spreading.
The National Poultry Improvement Plan started in the 1930s, partially by a Hoosier, actually. And over time, diseases that we test for and the protocols and just test methods have evolved. But the poultry industry is very engaged with and dedicated to doing all testing necessary to detect and control any disease.
As a poultry production facility receives a positive test for the virus, federal and state health officials work to depopulate and disinfect the premises before restocking of the flock can take place. That has recently caused a strain on egg and poultry supplies, leading to an increase in prices.
Prices and availability of product, it's really a simple supply and demand equation. We have had a good number of avian influenza incidents and lost parts of our flock, and so there is just less product out there to sell. So that's really where you're seeing the higher prices come. Hopefully, as that supply increases again, we'll see easing up in prices.
Indiana's poultry industry employs nearly 13,000 Hoosiers and contributes more than $18.3 million in total economic activity to the state. I'm CJ Miller.